2021 regular meeting of the Lyman Board of Selectmen. This meeting is a public proceeding and is being recorded. The agenda is subject to change without notice. Would you join me in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion.
I'd like to move to go into executive session for MRSA 405, parentheses, 6C, acquisition of real property, and also MRSA 405, 6A, personnel matters.
Is that a second?
Yep, second.
All in favor? Dave, you're gonna have to speak up, because I can't hear you.
I see him here.
Okay.
I can't see you, I mean.
Who do you want to invite? You have to say who you want to invite in the motion.
All right. We inviting Michelle, Jeanette, and Lori.
Okay, we're gonna invite Michelle, Jeanette, and Lori.
And second by Tom, so all in favor? Dave?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay.
I see you, Dave. We'll keep you up.
It's up to you.
I'll put this to me. I just prefer you guys feel comfortable being here.
Okay, second, all in favor? Dave? Yep.
Aye.
You can open the door. What is it? Something important. I don't remember what it is.
Oh, sure.
I didn't do well in French class.
Took me 2 years to get through French one.
Yeah, well, I never got through. And I still didn't.
Well, it was a prerequisite. Go to ag school, learn how to take care of cows.
So you opened the door and look what happened.
Yeah.
All the riprap comes in.
Got a thing to get here.
What's that? We're gonna start, but go ahead.
Lakeview here, though.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's all good here. Same thing, it's on Lakeview restaurant.
It is the same?
It's been a long, long time.
Okay. All right, I'd like to go a little bit out of order here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Just to make sure we have time.
On Lakeview restaurant.
Okay. That is the same?
We all sat there, Michelle?
I was just recording.
Just a second, we're gonna be all back.
All right.
Just got one more.
It's all right.
You should be all set now.
We're all set.
My bad.
Okay, good, good, good. I'd like to jump down to new business, option number H. We're gonna change for the June, for the selectmen's meeting. It's scheduled for the 7th. We'd like to change that to go to the 9th. That has to do so we can get around voting and town meeting.
I move that we change the June 7th selectmen's meeting to the 9th.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any other input? All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. All right, option I is to set a date for the annual town meeting for June 11th. That's a Friday.
Any chance of moving it to a Thursday?
Thursday is.
Graduation.
Graduation.
Oh, is it?
And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the next week is sports.
That's what we got then.
We checked on it, and that was it.
No, it's graduation.
All right, so we'll set that to be the 11th. I don't even remember what time it is. Do you remember what time we normally do that?
Usually in the afternoon, usually 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock? Okay, let's do it at 6 o'clock. And then, in conjunction with that, we need the motion to have the election for the open selectmen seats to be on June 8th, along with the charter.
Can I just do so moved?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Okay, in a second. So, motion is made and seconded to have the town meeting on June 11th at 6 p.m. and the votes for the open selectmen's positions to be on June 8th to coincide with the charter commission vote. Is there any input from anybody? All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous. Okay, thank you. So we can go back to hearings and delegations, public input. Is there any public input at this particular time? Okay, we'll go on to mail. Wonderful mail. Is there anything anybody would like, any particular information on? Everybody all set with the mail?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next piece on there, and on the mail, there's one other item I want to go back to in just a minute, but we'll go to the complaints. Was there anything in regards to the complaints? I think we've pretty much looked at those right along.
Bill, I did, I read the complaints, and there was one in Kennebunk Pond that... they were just really asking for more police presence. So I took the time, I called Maine State Police, and they are going to get back to me in regards to the programs, the federal programs they have for the surrounding towns so that we can apply for, during the summer hours, apply for additional details in whatever area is chosen to be an issue.
Now, that's a good indication to have. Also, I can tell you that the Kennebunk Beach Committee for the beach and the parking area is just about ready to come forward with what they have for issues and multiple options for trying to resolve some of the issues, and what they would like to do is to, if we have a workshop, they would like to come to the workshop and present it with the issues and the options to resolve, and to see if it's something we can, some of it we can work with and move ahead.
I'm fine with that. On this fishing derby, the only question I got, does that define this fishing derby?
Part of it was.
All right. It's okay with you guys. I'm going to bring this to Matt.
Yeah.
Just to let him know, because he won't know.
Because they're not having the derby this year.
Nope. It canceled.
Okay.
Yeah, that's canceled. But yeah, but it's good for them to know.
Yeah. I'll scoot it over.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Oh, did he disappear?
No, the rest of it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I do have a quick question. Is Kennebunk state or county?
Kennebunk Beach?
Kennebunk Pond.
Town.
The pond.
No,
the road.
Pond.
Kennebunk Pond Road.
State aid.
State.
Well, yeah, but the state owns the pond. And yep. That's what you mean. From the low water mark.
Right, but the road itself, Kennebunk Pond Road, is that a state road or a town road?
That's state road.
Yeah. We plow it. They maintain it.
So debris on the side of the road is their department.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Okay. In the mail, I've got a couple letters here that came with your mail package, one from Lori and one from Jeanette in regards to that iWork software we were looking at. And hoping you had read those letters when they checked with a couple of the towns using the software.
Okay.
And it comes up under new business about the software. The cost of the software for the modules that we would use is $10,000. The implementation of it, setting it up, is a one-time fee of $5,000. So it's the $10,000 plus the setup. The setup is only once. The $10,000 is a yearly cost. Okay.
It's $10,000 a year.
$10,000 a year, yes. Yep.
So that's got to be a line item, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Well, the reason I wanted to brought up here, John, was speaking with the company, all right, they do a lot of this. They have over 1,700 municipalities. And what they said is if we approve it, knowing that it has to be voted on at town meeting, that they would set it up at no charge, and as long as it passes at town meeting, they will bill us in July. And we move forward. So that gives us an early option to get going with it without a commitment. We're not obligating the town to anything that the town says no to. So if the town votes no on the budget, they turn it off. No cost. So what this software does is it gives us an opportunity to be able to track things that we've been writing on the whiteboard and we've been putting on paper. And as you know, it's very easy for things to get lost. This keeps it so it doesn't get lost and gives us a historical trail of events on each item so that we know who did what and what was done where and when.
Do we have any precedent for anything like that, us voting that way and doing that? That's my only question. I agree with the concept. It makes sense to me what you're doing. I'm just a little concerned about where we are legally to do that.
Well, their agreement, and is it part of the package? Is it in here?
No. I'm not worried about it. Their agreement. Their agreement's perfect. I'm not questioning that. I'm just questioning, as a municipality, a few years ago there was a similar issue, and I wish the hell I could remember it. I would be more than happy to move we do that if with maybe a quick call to Brad Moore or something.
Yeah, I don't have a problem doing that.
I move we move forward to that package as long as our town attorney says we're fine with that.
I will do that first thing in the morning.
Yeah, just...
Yep,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yep. You need a second.
I'll second that, Joe.
Okay, is any input from anybody? Any comments?
I'd like to know what legal ramifications are you referring to, possibly, John?
I wish I could remember. We've had situations like this before, Dave, and I'm just not sure. For holding it up half a day and making a phone call, I'm just asking to err on the side of caution. And you guys can outvote me. I'm fine.
Is there any kind of for a lack of better term, spyware in this thing?
No.
I know that's improper terminology, but, is this something that people are going to be monitored and watched and, Do we really need that? Or is it just a tool, the way Bill explained it? It's just when you raise the legality issue, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
I tend to be err on the side of caution every time, Dave. And I could be all wet. I'm willing to be all wet.
So
I just wouldn't vote for it.
The only thing I ask is if whoever is going to be using this or utilizing it, we get their input also.
Absolutely, we already have.
Whoever's utilizing it should have some input.
Well, the people who will be utilizing it would be Lori, Jeanette, Morris.
Probably Dave Bradley.
Yeah, Dave will probably be involved in some of that, and then the only other side of that would be used is from the public on our website, where they'll be able to add issues that they feel maybe need to be addressed or is a problem, so we'll know it, but it's going to show who it came from and then how we dealt with it from there on out, so we'll know the chain of events on issues and how we resolve those issues.
Doesn't it also track permitting and
it does building nature? Permits, licensing, it can do dog licensing, it does the any of the different licenses that we need to do, and there was one other that I wanted to mention and I can't remember what it is.
Will the committee be able to use it?
What's that?
Committees? Will that be advantageous to them for any documents?
You know, I don't know. That I don't know. But it's to track things that need to be accomplished and where it goes so we know what's being done. Right now, we're putting them on a whiteboard in Lori's office, and then as the chain of events go, it's whatever anybody remembers to bring forward.
Yeah, I'm going to sound pretty crude. That's a pretty friggin' expensive whiteboard.
Oh, it is. It is. If you read the letters on what we checked with the other municipalities that are using it, they both liked it a lot.
How big are they?
Saco is one of them, and a smaller one was Hollis, and the reason we called them was because they have Trio also, but they just started this last year with Trio, so they didn't have a lot of input into that piece of it. But they've had it, both of them have been at least 3 years they've had it. And they said it's absolutely a phenomenal piece of software.
I'd like to withdraw my motion and modify it as to what Dave Al said. I would move, after you consult the attorney, check the legalities of us voting on this, and get input from the people using it. And Dave had some other questions. And get that taken care of.
You said people that would use it here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Get that done. And, you know, get that done. I'd move. Yeah, I wish I knew more about my people in Hollis.
Hollis is about the size we are, aren't they? A little bigger.
I'd say just about.
Yeah, just about the same. Saco's substantially bigger.
That's where I was going.
Yeah. And they're absolutely very happy.
Yeah, if you had said Scottville, Scarborough, and Portland, it would have been a no from me. Okay?
Yep, understand. So we have that.
Did I cover what you suggested, Dave?
Yes, and I'll second that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Is there any more input from everybody here? Nope. Okay, all those in favor? That's unanimous. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll jump back 2 minutes. January 19 minutes.
So moved.
Motion has been made by John to accept the minutes of January 19. Tom has seconded that. Anybody have any comments or input? All those in favor? That's unanimous. Okay.
Been doing a lot of work, Rusty.
Okay, payroll warrant number 32 in the amount of $13,964.88.
So moved.
John's made the motion to accept the minutes. I mean, the payroll warrant.
I'll second
that. Tom seconds that. Any input from anybody? Okay, all those in favor? It's unanimous. Thank you. Okay, payable warrant number 33 in the amount of $534,347.49.
Yeah, say it fast. I haven't got enough time on this. Somebody else has to do it.
Okay.
I'll vote for it, but I'm not going to move.
The majority of it's for the schools.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I didn't see anything that was crazy on here at all.
Yeah, I'm good with that, Rusty. I haven't looked at it.
Yep, no, I didn't.
Okay, so Rusty made the motion to accept payroll warrant. Dave seconds it.
Dave seconds it.
I'm sorry, that's payable warrant, not payroll.
Yeah.
That's payroll number 33. An amount of $534,347.49. All those in favor? That's unanimous. Okay, unfinished business. I don't have any further input on the town hall expansion at this time. We are looking for a couple more people that would like to be on the committee for that, on expanding the town hall and what we should look at. So if anybody feels so inclined, please call Laurie at the office and get an application to be on the committee. We would appreciate everything we can do. Okay, Charter Commission status update.
I hope I'm not out of line. Dave, that's right in your area. I know you're busy in a one-armed paper hangup. Is that something you could be involved in a little bit?
I can, and I have. There are other things that I'm working on that we may all be interested in, so if you can give me a few weeks on that.
Yeah, no rush. And even if it's just a quick overview, I mean, that's your expertise, sir.
One question is has anybody thought of how big this expansion is going to be?
No, we needed to identify what the needs were and then go from there. So we were just trying to get a committee of at least three people together, and Brad Nichols volunteered very much up front, and we're looking for a couple more to be on that committee and to go forward.
I can be a part of that.
Very good. That'd be awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so the Charter Commission status update. The vote is set for June 8th, and I think we're all set with that to go forward. There's not much more to do. People that would like to be on the Charter Commission, I believe March 1st is the date that they can take out their applications, whatever it is they're going to do to get their names on the list. Dave, you were covering the disaster debris management there with...
I just need that. I need us to make that the spot that John had mentioned that I am unaware of.
Was that the Davis Room?
Yeah.
But it sounded like a good location.
What can I do?
So to make that official and then put the information into the DEP.
What do I need to do to help you with that?
Well, probably take a ride through and make sure that it is all that we said that it was.
Yeah. How big an area, Dave, roughly? Refresh me, please.
Say that again.
How large an area?
You know, large enough if we had a catastrophic storm that we could get rid of a whole bunch of material.
Half an acre?
Ian stored it.
I think you're talking more than half an acre.
I think you're talking more than half an acre, but well, I don't see why you're an acre and a half would be cure.
Yeah, right.
So
I was just saying
acre and a half, 2 acres, something like that.
Yeah.
2 acres, right. Somewhere clear, flat.
That's good.
It's got to be able to be driven on.
Yeah.
No wires, no wetlands.
Yeah. I could catch you over there. Maybe we could stake it.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll do that. Can we meet soon enough? I get it back here
yes,
if you want.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. Yeah, if you can, I don't know if you have an iPhone, but if you can, if you're over there, if you have an iPhone, you can FaceTime me. We can talk about it then.
He's looking.
we'll do it. Say yes.
I got a really long spring and a tin can.
Just say yes. We can do
just
it.
Saying.
Okay. Dave, the next agenda item, do you want to say anything about it at all, or should we just say that?
Well, I did send Ken an email. Honestly, it was today, so I didn't expect anything, just to make sure that he has all the information for the bills that they're doing extra billing for. So to make sure that he has all the detailed information for those.
Okay, how about for the appraisal or the reassessments of the properties? Are we in line to say that we should have some type of resolution by our next meeting?
Well, honestly, they're looking for some payment. So I think if we, as a looking at what was presented, and if any, you know, anything that's not complete or needs more answers, I think we need to ask it in a timely fashion. As for the extra, as long as we agree on the extra that they did, then I think we should look into paying those bills.
My thought, Dave, was on the assessing function that we hired them for, that if we get that detail, we should be able to pay those bills and at least get that out of the way, so all we're dealing with is the revaluation.
Okay.
Does that sound reasonable?
Yep, I look forward to that.
Okay.
What's the number on that?
I don't know. Do you know, Jeanette, off the top of your head?
I didn't bring it with me.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's probably between $10,000 and $15,000.
Yeah, I was just going to say about that.
That's for the assessing functions.
I understand.
Yeah, okay. All right. Are we all set with that at this point? Okay.
Yes.
Then we don't have any department or committee reports right now, other than I can tell you that the Kennebunk Pond Beach Committee has been very active.
Cool.
And as a matter of fact, Brad and I went down and on the parking lot side of the beach, and with the maps that we have, it looks like we own approximately 3 acres there.
All of that.
Yeah, well, it's right in that area.
Yeah.
And that we're probably using 1 acre.
Right.
So there's room for expansion or whatever. I'm just saying, thought-wise, the committee's putting their stuff together, and I think we should see that, and then we can decide where, what, or a long-range plan.
Potentially pretty expensive tree removal there too, because I don't know that there's any commercial value to any of those trees.
I don't know. I agree. There's a lot of footwork to be done,
yeah.
But I will say that they have been very active and looking at a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, all right. Okay, we're into new business. Jeanette, the banking proposals.
I like the way you said that. So we got, we did an RFP a little bit back. We got 5 responses. We had one that came in very late. You guys chose last week not to open that one. So I've gone through them, read all of the detail, asked them additional questions. One of the first things I wanted to make sure of was that we weren't going to get beat to death. You know, a fee for this and a fee for that. And pretty much everybody's on board with the same thing. They waived a lot of the fees. The second thing I looked for are little different things that happen. Bill and I talked, and he thought the number I had at the top there
was a ranking solution. That's the number of bags that are near us. It's not a ranking solution. So there were a few things that I really liked about this one or that one. The other thing that I want to bring out is other services. And if I would have met with you when I gave them to you, I would have said this. The merchant card processing, which is the cards here at the front counter, have been tied to this agreement. So I was specifically interested in that. It's under section 3A10 if you're looking for it. The first two banks have a couple of different options. But I also made sure to reach out to them and ask them if they would waive us from being required to have their merchant services. And they've all said yes. So I'm digging into that a little further and getting more quotes on those. I would recommend the first two. Number one, because of the vicinity and the access to them. And number two, because there are certain features that I really, really like. Any questions on that?
Do we have an assistant treasurer?
An assistant treasurer? I have a deputy treasurer.
If you were sick and not there, somebody is there to take your place.
Yes, Patty McKenna. It used to be Nancy Brandt, but where she's left, I'm going to sign Lori on to this with the new banking system. And you can also call Angela over in Dayton.
Okay, so whomever is that person, have you or will you discuss this with them so that they know what's going on also?
I will definitely make sure that they're trained, and I think they would say the same thing looking at the... it's fine. Looking at the size of the proposals. But if you feel better, we can wait it and I can go ask them.
No, as long as you have that covered, that's fine by me.
Yeah, we're covered.
So, essentially, you can basically shop for your best price and processing credit cards. That's what you're telling us, right?
Yes.
That's been, thank you.
Yes, and I want to bring that up because it's been a misnomer that I could just go out and get it done. It's been tied to this.
Right.
And we've had to get the RFP out. And I made sure that I have in writing from all five of these people that we're not going to be tied to their services or we're not going to be required to be tied.
Yeah.
So we can go out and shop for the best deal on that. I put a thing out on the listserv and asked everybody, what are you using in your towns and in your cities? And they've gotten back to me. I need to put in a call and put it together, kind of like what I've done for you here.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, because that's been...
Yeah, I know, and I wanted to make sure that we did that.
And a lot of people misunderstood the process involved. So.
Yeah, well, you don't know, you probably shouldn't say either.
Just thank you for the effort.
You're welcome.
You need a motion.
I need a motion.
I would move.
I wrote that. I wrote it up for you.
John, this is what you do.
I like it when Jeanette tells me what to do. Get my glasses on so I get it correct. I don't want to name one.
Yes?
Is this...
Okay, go with the first one.
Okay, I was just going to ask you, where's your Mormon fuzzy?
With the two, but I would say because of the proximity of the home office, that's where I would go.
To award Lyman Town Banking to number one on the list, with the exception of merchant services. Benefit
Savings.
I move the to award banking services to Benefit Savings with the exception of merchant services.
Any questions? All those in favor?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll we'll get merchant services rolling for you when Bill saves out of my office.
Oh, Jesus. You can keep talking here. You
okay.
Get the next item.
So the next item on earned paid leave. Maine has adopted earned paid leave. What are you laughing at? Earned paid leave means that doesn't matter, part-time, if you don't offer full-timers vacation, that they will earn 1 hour for every 40 hours worked. Now, when they put the law, implemented the law, into, we've had a bunch of questions, and Betsy's been kind of been filtering this for pretty much the whole state. So, you know, what do you do with your fire department? Well, we don't have a fire department anymore. But a ruling came down from the Department of Labor about our stipend positions. Our stipend positions are eligible, and they need to start filling out a timesheet so they can earn 1 hour for every 40 hours. So I emailed them out and let them know they need to start filling out timesheets when they work. It's a catch-22. But it is what it is. So I wanted to bring it forward to you, let you know what's going on and why it's going on, and ask you if you have any questions about that.
That's what it is.
Yes, John.
If I work half an hour a week, I won't have to do it, right?
Or we're exempt.
Oh, okay. No, we don't get stipends?
No, you're exempt.
But we're elected.
All right, cool.
Because we're elected. But, you know, like general assistance.
Yeah. Registrar.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, planning board.
Yeah, all those,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm fine.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, I forgot that part.
Okay, do you have any software or anything in this whole new to figure that for you?
Yes, Trio. Trio heard their customers. Trio wrote a package into the payroll system, and it's actually been online since January 1st. Well, 2nd, because I wasn't able to load it.
will that work for the fire department also?
I would say so, with some exceptions. So I would think Angela has that running over there.
Because the chief has been having fits about that and how to figure it and how to do it. And I would like nothing better than to call him and say, Trio's got it covered, please talk with Angela.
Well, I think part of the problem is that he's running a separate system from the Trio system. So when he would give me the payroll, it's figuring out the payroll for you, and he has a whole separate system, I'm not sure what he's using, that figures out the time and his people and everything else. I'm curious if that's the problem that he's having. I know there's some questions left with the fire department, but they've kind of feathered out a lot of them.
If you break it down, John, to really basic, okay, for every 40 hours they work, they get an hour.
Right.
So they've got to tell their person that's doing payroll how many hours they work, and it's going to tell them what they get for earned paid leave.
Yeah. You right. Can actually track it on a spreadsheet.
Where it gets complicated, Bill, is you've got a lot of per diem guys. You've got a lot of guys on call. So let's say you've got guys that don't show up a lot. They might maybe on certain years only work 20, 30 hours.
That's fine. We have to track it.
Right.
Or the
right.
Dayton has to track it.
Okay. Right.
That's
right.
The mandate.
I understand we got to do it. I'm just.
Yeah.
We're.
It's converting everything to hours when it's a stipend.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and you may find that when that happens, and you calculate it out, it may be less than minimum wage. So it's going to be one of those catch-22 things.
Don't you like that?
More than you can.
Lots of fun.
And I'm sorry to ask so many questions, because I know you're short. We're doing, and this, again, is my area, so I apologize. We're doing a lot of updating with software. We're doing a lot of other things.
Matt's on something else over there. Is this something, should he be on TRIO? Should we talk with Dave? Should that be part of the fire department budget?
We tried to get him on when I was brand new, when Matt was brand new. We had finally actually gotten a setup in my office that he could dial in.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, and I showed him how to use it, but with him being brand new and learning all of that, so, I mean, there might be a possibility now. He came and picked up that computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's now over at Dayton. So there should not be any reason why, and actually TRIO's going to go web-based, so... up in the sky. So at some point here, up in the clouds, at some point here, he could get onto a TRIO and look at his system and do whatever he wants to help manage his people. But if they have, do they have SQL over there? SQL server?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
As long as you have an SQL server with TRIO, you can use what we call a remote app. So we can give that, you could give that to Matt. Are you confused yet?
Of course I am.
That was the foreign language.
So the next fire commission meeting, which will be, I'd like to come visit you. And I'm like, could you explain this to me?
Yeah.
So maybe with a very detailed cheat sheet.
Absolutely.
And I do have your phone number.
I know.
All right, thank you. Thank
yeah.
you. That's all I
yeah,
ask.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Anytime you guys need help, my door's open.
And in your opinion, is this a logical move? Is this something we should do?
For
them, get him on the TRIO, get him working that way. Would that make sense?
It makes sense to me. What makes sense to Matt is up to Matt.
Absolutely.
I don't know. He should have access to that data, you know, and then it would be live, and as long as it's posted or you run the right reports, you can see where you are. You know, if he wants to still manage his business with
exactly.
whatever else he's using. That's,
exactly.
I don't
care what the fire chief does. The fire chief runs their town.
Yeah, we tried to get him in here, but with everybody being new, it just never happened.
Okay. Are you guys okay with me pursuing that a little bit? Bill?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Dave, I didn't. Okay,
yes.
Thank you. All right, I'll do that.
I'm just curious, what other stipend employees do we have? Is it just the fire department, or do we have other stipend?
They're not stipend. What they are, they're per diem. They're per hour. You've got a lot of guys on call. There's no such thing as a volunteer fireman anymore. When you have a fire, they've got different codes and colors of alarm that goes out for the size of the emergency. He's worked it out with his guys, how many guys show up, so you don't have way too many guys show up, and we're spending a bunch of money we shouldn't spend, but you're doing the fine balance of making sure you got enough guys show up. And so you might have guys that during a certain time of year are very active, and then you might have somebody that isn't active. We're on those rolls all the time. If somebody, you know, they only show up to a couple fires a year, it's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm sure you want to do this. So it's just getting all that together.
So to answer your question, along with the fire department, we have general assistants, the registrar, the ECO,
Parks and Rec,
and I think that's about it as far as stipends are concerned. The ACO, and that's about it. The other ones are held with full-time employees.
Yeah. And a quick one, while we're talking about money, this $15 minimum wage, We're all based on $12 over there. Remember what it cost us to get from the $7.50 to the $12 was what, $65K? Get everybody adjusted. Because the issue is they're all performance raises. And we had guys that have been there 3 years making the same as a guy walking through the door. So, I mean, we're okay for a year or two here. But something is coming. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're going to run short on time. I have two things
I'd like. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I just have two things to get done,
yep.
And the rest we'll push to the next meeting. But we have J under new business, employees clocking in and out for lunch breaks. Do you want to address that?
Oh, you're so evil. So Bill and I were talking. You're gonna put this on me. Bill and I were talking about the Department of Labor, and he's had instances where the Department of Labor has actually told them at their business that they have to clock in and out because we have to be able to show that the employee had a lunch break, whether or not we're paying them. Or not paying them. You still have to be able to show that.
I ran into this when I
worked. Okay, so
I had employees working for me. They had to show it.
Yeah.
No matter what, had to show
you
it.
You just have to show it.
So even though it's paid, if we don't show it, we can get fined for it.
It's literally two.
So basically,
you got to see it.
That's
it.
We just wanted to be aware.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, and the last thing is we need to set a date for the next budget workshop meeting.
January 1st, 2022.
No.
So moved.
Can't blame you for trying.
I'm open. Mondays and Fridays are usually bad, yeah. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever you guys pick, I'm fine. I'll make it work.
Wednesdays, you got planning board.
Yeah, so Tuesday's probably better.
Tuesday, I don't know of anything that's happening on Tuesdays.
So.
I'll agree to it, whatever it is.
How about February 9th, 6 o'clock?
So yeah. Oh, and that's something I got a Tom to get emails, phone calls on these meetings with. I'm usually talking to enough people. Sometimes Tom gets secluded. We had an executive session. He missed on that. So, you know, quick phone message would be incredibly helpful.
Yep. Sounds good.
I marked it down. He told me that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So
what time are you going?
6 p.m.
6?
6 o'clock, yep. February 9th.
I have a bunch of stuff coming in from Anvil on that day. I don't know. I do too. My husband is going to get into the boxes and then we'll all
just. Oh, then I'm in trouble.
Jeez.
All right, we'll see you then.
Okay. We got to give the planning board their time.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor. I can't say yay in the season.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Sorry for you.